Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to an all-new episode of Nevada Newsmakers. Filling in for Sam Shad, I'm Mike Draper, your guest host today, and we're here with Aaron West, the former executive director of the Nevada Builders Alliance and new chief strategy officer for NBO Construction.
Nevada is suffering because of reckless Washington spending. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. A luxury resort in Florida, soccer stadium in New Jersey, skiing in Iowa, a poet in Connecticut, French operas in Washington, D.C. We need help in Nevada, not silly spending in other states. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm here today with Aaron West, the chief strategy officer for NBO Construction. Aaron, there's some people that might think this is a repeat episode because I know you were on recently, but clearly you've got some big news to announce and made that announcement last week. Why don't you share with the audience what's next for you?
All right. Well, you know, the last 8 years as the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance have been, you know, awesome. Amazing opportunity working with a great board of directors. You know, we were able to build, we actually, you know, doubled the size of the organization, you know, made it the largest construction industry organization in the state. You know, we added more benefit programs. It just the, you know, I can't say enough great things about what we were able to accomplish. And but you know, along that journey, one of the things that I really put a lot of time and energy into in my role with the Nevada Builders was on workforce development. And I've been on the show several times, and we've talked about the challenges in the workforce, you know, arena. And that at some point, you know, we got to figure out how to do more with less. We really have to innovate as an industry. And so I was introduced about a year ago to a startup, and I've seen a bunch of them, but I was really impressed that with under some great leadership, they were actually really able to get something off the ground and really innovate in the construction framing space, which really is kind of the low-hanging fruit, if you will. You know, the idea of dropping off a pile of sticks and sending a crew out and, you know, 3 weeks later you have a framed house just is not the most efficient, you know, way to do that. And so I really applaud the CEO, Cheryl Lewis, for actually making, you know, making it not just making an attempt, but actually making it successful in its current form. And when the more we talked about it, I just got more excited about what that looks like, and what we can do to make change. You know, let's work in a warehouse setting, climate controlled, you know, where we can provide a much better opportunity for our labor, and you know, we can completely frame a house indoors, take it out to a site, and you can have a framed house in 3 days instead of 3 weeks. So that's really what got me fired up. Yeah.
So you're leaving at the end of this month to become the chief strategy officer, and the company is NBO Construction?
Yep. So based here in Reno, which, you know, I think is really important with all the activity that we have going on, not just in Reno, but in the rurals and the surrounding area. I think this is a huge opportunity for that. And I absolutely loved, you know, my role in the Builders Association and really look forward to continuing to participate. One of the things I was really excited about this position is that I get to stay involved, right, in the construction industry and with all my friends that I've, you know, grown with over the last several years. And so I've committed that we want a very smooth transition. The board is going through a process right now to identify a new CEO, and I will work with that person, you know, as long as we need to make sure that, you know, we have continued success.
Well, I think speaking for the industry, and certainly you're a client, or soon to be former client and friend, but we've, you know, appreciated your leadership in the industry, and it's great to hear that you're going to be sticking around. I think one of the things that's really, really been cool about the pandemic, and I don't know if NVO is kind of one of the byproducts of the pandemic, is to see the innovation and creativity that's come out in different industries, right?
Right.
A lot of it born out of necessity. Obviously you're leaving for a disruptive a company in the construction industry, but are you seeing that more and more, or do you see that coming for the building and construction industry?
I think we have to, right? I've been saying it for a long time. As the industry as a whole, we have to figure out how to innovate. We've got to do a couple things much better. One is we've got to figure out how to do more with less labor. The other thing is we've got to figure out our logistics and our manufacturing. We're still seeing just ridiculous delays. But as it relates to the pandemic, you know, I think the craziest thing about that was, everybody was anticipating an Armageddon when they first announced the shutdowns. We had no idea that was going to drive so much, you know, home-based work opportunities, right? That it took our already hot housing market and just blew it up, right? And it's been absolutely nuts. And so, you know, we've actually seen some cooling off in the market, if you will, with interest rates rising and so forth. But remember that right now we're back to pre-pandemic levels, which was still pretty insane. So we're still struggling with getting things like windows and garage doors and appliances, switchgear, electrical switchgear is really difficult. So we're going to continue to have those struggles, and I really hope that we can, you know, use that as an opportunity. To your point, when everything was just going, you know, so hot and we had all these logistics issues, it really started to drive that conversation of, you know what, we need to onshore. You know, we need to onshore more of our manufacturing. We need to get a handle of some of these things so that we're not so reliant on overseas.
I love that. And I think that you're starting to see that even in some creativity and innovation, even in policy making, which I think we'll discuss when we come back from break.
There you go.
again, thankful to have Aaron West, the soon-to-be former head of the Nevada Builders Alliance, here with us today on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll go to break and talk about our housing market when we come back.
Leaders find solutions. Politicians are part of the problem. Take Catherine Cortez Masto and Adam Laxalt. Cortez Masto co-sponsored a bill capping insulin costs. Adam Laxalt called a plan that caps costs reckless. No surprise, Laxalt is personally invested in big drug companies. When they make money, he makes money. That's the difference. Catherine Cortez Masto is lowering the cost of drugs. Adam Laxalt sells out and cashes in. S&P is responsible for the content of this ad.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Minden is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper, guest host today. I'm here with our guest, Aaron West, who's the Chief Strategy Officer for NVO Construction. We're talking about all things construction and innovation. You know, before the break, we were talking about sort of the innovation in the industry. And right. I know that you've been on this show several times and obviously talked about workforce development. I know personally you're passionate about workforce development, served on the governor's workforce development board.
Right.
Do you, of all the various things that go into, all the variables that go into the cost of construction, housing prices, things like that, right. Is it labor? Is it cost of goods? Is it logistics? What right now is the one that's really the most concerning?
You know, interesting, because for the last few years, it's definitely been labor and materials, right? Just you're trying to gauge where we're at with materials. They're just wild swings here and there. And the labor, we're always searching for more. But, you know, as I talk to developers and builders, one of the things that's really rising to the top right now is the cost of regulation. It's just, and it's not that all jurisdictions are bad or intentionally trying to create problems, but they have staffing shortages as well. And so now, you know, the labor issues that we've been feeling for years, now you're even seeing at the local and state government. I heard one statement the other day that 20% of our state of Nevada staff as a whole is, those are vacant positions. Wow. 20% are vacant, right? They're trying to fill those positions. So when it comes to the development process and you start thinking about, okay, well, I've got to do a final map, right? I went through an entitlement process. Now I've got to do a final map so I can actually create these lots and start building. Well, that now involves, you know, Truckee Meadows Water Authority. It involves the at the city level. It involves NDEP, you know, the water master. You know, there's all these various folks that go into trying to make that happen. And with everybody having staffing issues, it's a real challenge. Now, I mean, I will say, that's certainly one part of it. We also have seen, you know, kind of a flood of regulations in response to, you know, some of the no growth sentiment that's out there. And that certainly isn't helping our cause. You know, when you have, I would dare to say that 10 years ago, if you literally bought a piece of dirt, you could probably be, you know, putting in your underground and moving forward with vertical construction in 18 to 24 months. We have projects within the Truckee Meadows that have literally been at it for 7 years, and they're still not putting anything in the ground. So we do need to figure out how to streamline some of that.
Well, that's interesting, because I wanted to ask you about, there was a bill that was introduced in Congress a little earlier this year by Senator Mike Lee out of Utah, that called the Houses Act, mm-hmm. It's actually kind of based or incorporates a program that Southern Nevada has been using since the late 90s, right. Where essentially the federal government's able to sell land to state and local jurisdictions at a steeply discounted rate. And in return, those state and local jurisdictions have to provide some guarantees about that they're not going to put the developer or the builder through the usual rigmarole that right. they might go through on a piece of private property. And it's obviously geared at designing or building affordable housing.
Right.
It's estimated in the economic analysis that supports that bill, and like I said, it's been used in Southern Nevada for now 25 years and had great success, generated billions of
right.
dollars, but in a very limited parcel in Southern Nevada. It's estimated that if that bill were to pass, it would build 160,000 houses for Nevada, which essentially gets us up to where we need to be
right.
in supply, and that it would drop housing prices and probably values to some degree, but drop housing prices by 18%. What are your thoughts on a bill like that?
Well, it's very forward thinking coming out of Washington, which really surprises me on one hand, right? But I think it really identifies, you know, kind of the core issue, right? We need access to lands, especially in a state like Nevada, where it's 87% is controlled by the federal government, right? And we keep talking about these lands bills. Just about every county I know has a lands bill proposed, right? But unfortunately, because of the gridlock, they're just not able to advance those. And so, I think the idea that it creates a framework to get this property that should be in use into the hands of the jurisdictions, and then I love the idea of if there's a way to streamline it so that, hey, this is designated for affordable housing, and so why don't you guys kind of get out of the way and let us do what we need to do, right? I think that could be huge. The trick, of course, is going to be back to our age-old problem, the labor to actually build the units,
right?
So,
right.
So even if we have the land, do we actually have the available workforce to then execute on that? So hopefully, you know, that's why strategy is in my title. Is, you know, I want to be part of the conversation as we look at what are all the possible solutions.
Well, and I love to go back to the company you're going to work for. I love the description that they're using on their website, that it's a disruptive company. I think that we've got so many industries around the state, and we've seen disruptive entrepreneurs and disruptive companies in a lot of these industries, but there's still many kind of very traditional industries that have been doing things the same way for so long that to see innovation that's bred out of necessity is awesome. So we'll go to break and wrap it up when we come back. More from Nevada Newsmakers after the break.
Nevada is suffering because of reckless Washington spending. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. A luxury resort in Florida, soccer stadium in New Jersey, skiing in Iowa, a poet in Connecticut, French operas in Washington, D.C. We need help in Nevada, not silly spending in other states. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
ProGroup Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, ProGroup takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. ProGroup Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino. All new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back from break to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper. I'm here with our special guest today, Aaron West, who announced last week he's leaving the Nevada Builders Alliance to become the Chief Strategy Officer for NBO Construction. Aaron, I've got to ask you, obviously, hopefully you'll be on this show going forward many times talking about your new role and some of the things that you're doing to advance the industry. But I've got to ask you, looking back over the last 8 years that you've been with the Nevada Builders Alliance, which is now, as you mentioned earlier in the show, one of the largest trade associations in the state. Right. What are some of the things that you're most proud of? And also, what have you seen? How have you seen the industry change?
Yeah, you know, I think that's interesting. You know, obviously, you know, the trade association is about providing benefit to our members, right? And so the idea that we came from a very solid base. You know, we have our workers' comp program through ProGroup Management that has just been rock solid for over 20 years. You know, that has really driven a lot of that membership. But we also saw an opportunity to bring back an association health plan. You know, when there was some disruption in that sector, and that is really taken off. And to me, it makes me feel good that we have a climate within our association where our members want to be able to provide those kinds of benefits to their members. I think that's critical. You know, too often in the past, especially in the construction side of things, you know, it was a lot of it was considered piecework. You know, the employees were coming and going, and they weren't really thinking about careers. And in the construction industry, they just thought of it as a job, and so they would take their money and run. And that's really starting to shift. That really is. So even though we're down, you know, do we need 10,000 more construction workers? Yes. But the ones we have, we're really starting to see the culture and climate shift within the industry. And so now we want long-term employees. We want to provide their family benefits. We want to set up succession plans. You know, right now, 50% of our workforce is over the age of 50. So those folks are gonna be aging out. And so the opportunities for young people, as I've always said, you know, get in, learn a skill, but then really think immediately about how do I apply that skill to becoming a foreman, becoming a superintendent, you know, becoming an estimator. The opportunity to move up the, you know, that corporate ladder within the industry is, you know, kind of endless right now. And so I think that's really kind of the biggest shift that I've seen in the 8 years. And you know, obviously, you know, we did a lot on the government affairs side, and the relationships that we built within the local communities. You know, the legislature is a whole other animal, right? We get all the trade associations, you know, kind of working together. We try to get the business community working together, but really, where you get in the trenches is within the local communities. And so I think the relationships that we established, you know, as we saw growth start to work out of Reno and what that was going to do to Lyon County and City of Fernley and Carson, Douglas, things like that, making sure that we had those relationships so that we could help guide them through that process.
Well, let me put you on the spot then, especially since maybe you won't be in Carson City as much next legislative session. What kinds of issues do you see legislatively that are coming down the pike or that could pop their head up that face the construction industry, the workforce development industry, that we all need to be aware of and we all need to be preparing for?
Well, I mean, I think it really just depends on what happens in this next election cycle, right? We've seen now we've had two legislative sessions with, you know, with Democrats controlling both houses and the governor's office. You know, the elections have consequences. And so I think the idea that if we can, you know, if the business community really wants to look at some stability, you know, they want to look at, you know, trying to balance some things out, it's what does that look like in terms of maybe the Republicans controlling one of those three pieces, right? I think that changes that agenda completely. You know, a lot of what we've done at the legislative level is really been around tort reform, construction defect. You know, obviously we want to protect consumers, but at the same time we can't make it so onerous that, you know, we're putting everybody out of business as well. Because again, we still have housing needs, tremendous housing needs, right? I was just looking at a report from EDON where they've successfully created, right, recruited and created over 2,000 jobs for the last 6 years in a row, right? So the idea that we're probably going to see a slowdown at the national level, I think is pretty realistic. However, the economic activity that we have in Northern Nevada right now is just, it's still insane. And so I see that demand for housing continuing to drive the conversation. And so hopefully we can try and get some balance.
Well, and we know that the demand's not going anywhere, right? Yeah. We know that there's projects like TRI-2 that have been discussed and that are on the docket. And we know that Apex is starting to really kind of come around and build out. And we know that there's many places where we can continue to build, grow, and diversify our economy that are going to require not just construction of those facilities, but construction of housing and things like that. So, you know, which brings me, I kind of want to ask again to go back to workforce development. Another program that we've seen the federal government engage in is called the Good Jobs Challenge. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's been consortiums of groups all over Nevada that have applied for that grant funding that really is geared towards workforce development. And in fact, Nevada was just awarded $16 million for one of those programs in southern Nevada. What kinds of things do you see that we can do to stimulate workforce development? How can we foster that? We've got about 45 seconds left, so.
Real quick.
Got to be quick.
Yeah, right. So that Good Jobs Challenge is absolutely amazing. So one of the big limitations that we saw within the workforce development field was that the available funds were so specifically targeted, right? They had so many limitations on them that it really became difficult to get creative and come up with solutions. I'm really excited about this Good Job Challenge because for the first time you actually have the workforce professionals with the private sector and local governments all working together to say, how do we make a difference? And at the end of the day, it's targeting our youth, really working with our folks in the schools and really trying to make them aware of all the opportunities that exist and then put them on a path for them to be successful in that.
I couldn't have said it better. That's a great way to end. Well, Aaron, it's been a pleasure working with you over the last many years. We're looking forward to seeing what you do in your next chapter and seeing you grow the industry. So
awesome. Thank you.
And I appreciate you as my inaugural guest as I'm guest hosting and filling in Sam's big tennis shoes.
There you go.
And with that, we will wrap it up. Thank you for joining us today on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper, and we will see you tomorrow.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
As always, you can watch the Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check out archives going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com.